Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents First Bride to Fall by Ginny Baird. Narrated by Rachel LeBlanc. Chapter 1. Nell's mom strode into the coffee shop like a woman on a mission, her boots clacking against the worn oak floor. Bear Berry Brews was not yet open for business, but already sunlight streamed through its street-facing windows and door. Exposed wood beams hung overhead, and whitewashed walls held black-and-white photos of beachy scenes. The ocean lay just beneath majestic Maine's cliffside perch, and its music filled the town.
"Girls, I've got great news."
Nell stopped studying the spreadsheet on her laptop to stare at her mom. Silvery strands laced through her fawn-colored hair. She seemed to be graying more lately. Maybe the financial troubles their cafe had been dealing with were stressing her out more than Nell thought.
"Oh, yeah?"
she asked, but her sisters were oblivious. Misty was supposed to be opening the register, but she was playing on her phone, probably texting one of the many guys in the Misty fan club. Charlotte, their marketing guru, sat at a table sketching in her notebook. Their mom cleared her throat, startling Misty into attention.
"Oh, hi, Mom."
She stole one last peek at her phone and slid it in her hip pocket. Nell's mom walked over to Charlotte's table and plunked her purse down beside the notebook, but Charlotte kept drawing, her hair catching the light like a raven's wing. She had her earbuds in, lost in her own world, until her mom reached forward and plucked both of them out. Charlotte's chin jerked up.
She said with wide blue eyes. "Is something going on?"
"Yes, there is."
Nell's pulse raced because she'd seen that funny look on her mom's face before. Her too bright smile made those creases surrounding her mouth and eyes extra visible. Nell adjusted her knitted circle scarf, sweeping her long curls off of her frilly ivory collar, and privately issued a plea.
"Please don't let it be about a guy. Please, 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 please."
During the past few months, Grace Delaney had begun prodding Nell and her sisters about settling down. She'd even tried fixing all of them up a time or two. It wasn't like any of them were that old or desperate. Their mom pursed her lips, bursting at the seams.
Okay, what kind of news was this?
Had their folks won the lottery or come into a windfall? That would be amazing for their struggling coffee shop and might take their mom's mind off weddings for a while.
"One of you is getting married."
"Or not?"
Nell's nerves stood on end. From her sister's slack-jawed expressions, they were just as shocked.
"Married?"
Charlotte's voice cracked. Prodding them about dating was one thing. Jumping straight into holy matrimony was something else. Misty's pink-tinted ponytail swung sideways.
"You're joking, right?"
But wait. If this was a joke, then why wasn't her mom's mouth twitching? And where was that sparkle in her light brown eyes?
Nell's gut clenched.
"I'm not joking."
Their mom scooted out a chair and sat at Charlotte's table.
"My visit with Jane went better than I expected."
Misty scowled. It had been nearly 2 decades ago, but John Strong's betrayal still stung. By default, his wife, Jane, was equally in the sister's bad graces.
"The fallout between our two families was John's doing,"
their mom cautioned.
"Not Jane's. And anyway, John's gone now, and Jane feels terrible about what happened. We all agree that he took advantage of your dad."
"Yeah," Charlotte grumbled. "All Dad's work made the Strongs their fortune."
The man had sneakily cheated their trusting dad out of the company's lucrative international distribution rights in exchange for full ownership of this standalone cafe. Their mom nodded.
which is why Jane wants to repair things by bringing the family businesses back together again, just as was intended when your dad and John first founded Fairberry Brews. She placed her hands on the table, displaying knuckles aged by years of kitchen work and her meager wedding band. Their dad had never been able to afford giving her a diamond ring. "There's one small catch," sweat beaded Nell's hairline. Catches of any kind made her nervous. Their mom removed her thin leather jacket and draped it over the back of her chair. "You recall Aiden?"
"Ugh, yeah, vaguely." Charlotte grimaced.
"Geeky Aiden?"
Misty pulled a face.
"Ew, him?"
Her mom rolled her eyes. "There's nothing geeky about Aiden anymore. He's all grown up and a real catch, according to Jane."
Nell smirked. "Nothing like a mother's love." Misty was already running a search on her phone.
"If he's so hot, why isn't he on social media? Hot, rich guys love to show that kind of thing off."
"Jane says he's very private."
"He's a bajillionaire."
Charlotte took out her phone and Nell used her computer.
"He's gotta be somewhere."
They all typed with rapid-fire fingers, each in a race to find Aiden first. Nell located him on the Bearberry Coffee corporate page. There was contact information for him as CEO, but no photo.
"You didn't get a picture of him?"
Their mom's smile wavered as she settled into the seat across from Charlotte.
"He never technically stopped by, but Jane assured me he's very handsome."
She quickly added, "That's why he keeps a low profile and pays techies to keep it that way. The women are all after him."
"Uh-huh,"
Charlotte said, sounding just as doubtful as Nell felt. Adult Aiden was likely as awkward as his kid self. Misty rubbed the side of her nose that wasn't pierced with a silver stud.
"Why are we talking about Aiden anyway?"
Nell was wondering the same thing. Her mom had walked in here bragging about great news and marriage, then suddenly switched to...
"Oh, no."
Her mom shifted in her chair.
"Actually, quite a lot."
The sisters exchanged freaked-out glances.
"When John died and left his business interests to Aiden, he created a provision in his will that Bearberry Coffee has to stay in the family. It can't be sold or subdivided for a period of time."
Misty braced herself against the counter.
"What if Aiden doesn't want it?" "Oh, he does, and he's eager to share."
She motioned to the table where Nell was.
"Misty," she said, "why don't you sit with your sister?"
Misty's big hazel eyes grew larger. Rimmed with her heavy eyeliner, they looked enormous. She clearly wanted to bolt. Instead, she obeyed her mom, stepping around the corner and inching her way across the room in tiny baby steps. Charlotte leaned back in her chair and crossed one of her cowgirl boots over the other beneath the flouncy hem of her short peasant skirt. She had great legs and was proud to show them off, unlike Nell, who lived in stretch pants, which was okay with her. Comfort was key.
"So," Nell asked warily, "who exactly does Aiden plan to share with?"
Her mom's face lit up.
"One of you, only,"
she winced,
"there has to be a wedding first. Without that, the merger can't go through."
Misty groaned up at the ceiling.
"I knew I shouldn't have come in today."
Nell gawked at her mom.
"You're talking a marriage of convenience? There's no reason it can't lead to love, and every reason that it won't,"
Charlotte challenged. She anxiously stroked the crystal that dangled from a leather strap around her neck. Its calming properties didn't appear to be working at the moment.
"Mom,
What were you and Mrs. Strong thinking?
Nell blew out a breath.
Don't forget about Aiden. He signed on for this, too.
Yeah,
Charlotte said. Why is that?
He wants to make amends between the two families and the businesses. Instead of being off on its own, Bearberry Brews would assume its rightful place in the Bearberry Coffee universe.
She gestured to the chalkboard on the wall behind the register, displaying their cute company logo and the list of berry-infused coffees that were signatures of their brand.
We'd be secure again, all of us, and your dad...
Her voice trailed off.
Your dad might become like his old self again.
The room grew quiet at the mention of their father, the ocean's sounds penetrating through the thick stucco walls. The roiling surf and seagulls' calls cemented Nell's sorrow. Bob Delaney had never fully recovered from being conned by John Strong. He'd had trouble acknowledging the betrayal at first, but once the truth had become inescapable, he'd fallen into a funk. He'd lost the spring in his step and his light-hearted smile. He still was a loving dad, though. He'd do anything for his girls, just like they would for him. Anything except for maybe this. Their mom backpedaled.
Nobody's forcing anyone into this, girls. Jane and I are simply presenting an opportunity to you kids, and Aiden's taken it. He's not focused on romance right now anyway. He's got corporate concerns on his plate and other things to keep him distracted.
So the marriage doesn't have to be...
Charlotte gritted her teeth.
Consummated?
Their mom shook her head.
Nothing like that. I mean, it's not like anyone's going to be suing anyone in court over non-compliance.
Jane said Aiden's indifferent to the arrangements. His bride can lead her life and he'll live his. There will be some travel, of course, and cooperation on business matters. We're talking more of a professional partnership than a standard marriage.
That sounded dismal to Nell, not like the storybook ending each of them deserved.
How long does this marriage have to last?
Misty asked.
At least 5 years,
their mom said. After that, if there's a split, the equity in the joint businesses will be divided evenly between the two families as communal property.
Charlotte frowned.
5 years is a long time. Time that we'd be wasting,
Misty said.
Where is all this coming from? This is pretty drastic.
Their mom fidgeted with her wedding band, turning it around on her finger.
Bearberry Brews is in worse shape than you know. Your dad and I took out a loan to get through the rough patch last winter, and now it's coming due.
What?
There'd been no loan cited in Nell's accounting data, and she kept the books. So those cash reserves we were relying on? Their mom sighed and stopped messing with her ring. It had grown looser lately. She seemed to have dropped a few pounds.
Weren't actually ours at all. They were on credit from the bank.
When do you have to pay everything back?
By October 1st.
Nell's pulse pounded in her ears. That was only a month away.
Oh, Mom,
she said. I wish you'd told us sooner. Their mom's shoulders sank.
There was nothing any of you could have done.
But your trip to London, Charlotte said. How did you?
Jane paid for it. The ticket was her way of extending an olive branch. She didn't know how badly our shop was suffering, and it's not just the shop, I'm afraid. The loan we took out was a home equity loan, so if we can't pay it back, we might lose the house, too.
Nell's head reeled. That would be worse than just losing the business. Her parents were approaching 60.
Where else would they live? And what else could they do? If their dad's spirits were low now, it would devastate him to lose Bearberry Brews and their house. This was bad. No, terrible. Her mom normally wasn't like this. Desperation had set in. Even if the three sisters pooled their small savings and whatever personal loans they could get, it wouldn't be enough to cover the entirety of a home equity loan. They could cobble a few payments together, sure, but beyond that, the numbers didn't add up.
I'm sorry. I realize how outlandish this sounds now. It seemed so much more logical and even exciting when I was with Jane.
Their mom let out a defeated sigh.
But you're right. No matter how much Jane and I want to heal the rift between our families, you girls deserve the lives you want, not a marriage that'll go nowhere just to get rid of some loans. Please, forget I even asked. Here.
She extracted a business card from her purse and handed it to Charlotte. Charlotte flipped it over, scanning some handwriting.
What's this? Aiden's card. His cell number's on the back.
She gave a wan smile.
I thought you might want it in case.
Hello, loves.
Their dad called out, ambling into the room from the kitchen. Bob Delaney had thick gray hair, cobalt blue eyes, and a round face that stayed permanently ruddy.
Having a little confab out here?
Their mom sat up straighter in her chair.
Just talking about things.
Charlotte slid the business card into her notebook. He studied them curiously.
Things?
Dad,
Misty whined.
Why didn't you and Mom tell us about the bank loan?
Their dad rubbed the back of his neck.
I was hoping you wouldn't have to know.
He glanced at his wife.
That your mom and I would find a solution.
Hopefully a better solution than this,
Charlotte muttered. Her mother glanced away, pink rising in her cheeks.
Wait.
Their dad set his hands on his hips. When he spoke, his disappointment was clear.
Please tell me you didn't pitch that cockamamie idea about Aiden.
When she didn't answer, he shook his head.
You listen to me, girls.
He glanced at each of them in turn.
I won't have it. Won't have any of it. We Delaneys have done okay for ourselves for a number of years. Through thick and through thin. We've stood by each other and we'll find a way to survive this. A house is just a house in this building.
His gaze swept the room.
Is nothing but stucco and stone. Whereas you...
He brought a hand to his heart.
You are my flesh and blood. My life's blood. And not one of my precious daughters is going to marry anyone for anything other than love.
Chapter 2.
One of us has to marry Aiden.
It had taken 10 minutes for their father to stop giving the group of them suspicious looks and head back into the kitchen, taking their mom with him. Nell wouldn't want to be a fly on the wall for that conversation. Instead, she and her sisters hurried into the storeroom, which was actually the large walk-in pantry behind the coffee roaster, for privacy. Nell gaped at Misty.
We most definitely do not, she whispered. A marriage of convenience? Are you serious?
Charlotte tugged at her crystal.
This is bad.
I know. Nell stepped closer, tightening their circle. Charlotte was the tallest and Misty the short, petite one. Height-wise, Nell fell somewhere in the middle.
What are we going to do?
What can we do?
Charlotte said.
None of us wants to marry Aiden.
Misty sighed.
But what about Dad? You saw his face.
Charlotte frowned.
Do you think this is why Mom's been working so hard to fix us up?
That registered with Nell. Yeah, bet so. She was worried about what might happen to us if Bearberry Brews went under. We'd all be out of work then.
We can't let them lose the business, Charlotte said.
Nell set her chin.
We can't let them lose their house.
The three of them stared at the hardwood floor, the tips of Misty's and Charlotte's boots pointing toward the toes of Nell's red ballerina flats. The seconds ticked by. Really, short of winning the lottery or finding buried treasure somewhere on the beach out back, there was nothing any of them could do to bring in the kind of money the bank would demand. Charlotte was the first to look up.
Misty's right. One of us should do it.
Misty's mouth dropped open.
What?
Was Charlotte volunteering?
You? Not me. I just meant someone.
Misty shook her head.
Not me. Nuh-uh. No way.
The two sisters looked at her. Nell squawked.
You've got to be kidding me.
Just because she didn't have a boyfriend or a social life and hadn't dated in forever, that didn't mean she should be stuck with Aiden. She wanted to see if there could be something there with Grant.
Sure, she hadn't mustered up the courage to approach him yet, but she would never get a chance to if she hopped on a plane and moved to England, even if an arranged marriage could help her dad and save their family business. Not to mention their family home. All of which made her feel about a billion times worse. Charlotte shook her head.
Nell couldn't handle it. All that travel, an international lifestyle.
She appeared dreamy a moment, then snapped herself out of it.
With Aiden. Right,
she said, as if remembering.
In any case, it's only 5 years,
she said.
I'm 28, so...
You'd be out by 33,
Misty told her.
Still young-ish.
Charlotte smirked.
Since you're the baby, you'd be the youngest of all.
And Nell would be the oldest. But even with that, even absolutely hating the idea, she couldn't ignore the tug on her heartstrings to take care of her sisters. That's what she'd always done. She kept track of appointments, helped balance their budgets, and had been known to grocery shop for one or the other sister a time or 10. She'd even made both of them bagged lunches before coming into work today, something she'd done many times as a child because her parents had to get over to their coffee shop early. Neither had noticed the bags in the refrigerator yet, but when they did, they would tell her for the millionth time she didn't need to still do this, all the while devouring the food. They ran such full schedules they might not otherwise pause to eat during the workday, and Nell knew it. Still, a girl had to draw the line somewhere.
I've got an idea,
Nell said, wanting to be fair about it.
We'll draw straws.
Too random,
Charlotte told her. Misty crossed her arms.
That hardly gives anyone a chance.
For what? Nell asked her.
For finding alternatives.
A light bulb went off in Nell's brain.
Misty, she said, you're a genius.
Yeah?
Misty appeared pleased. She scrunched up her lips.
Why?
What if we each give ourselves a chance to find someone better?
Nell asked, her excitement growing. Our fated match. You know, true love. Grant was the only man she wanted. He seemed kind and intelligent and accomplished, owning a camping store right here in town. And boy, was he sexy. All she had to do was get him to notice her and then move things along from there, assuming he was interested. Her stomach knotted as she acknowledged the risk. What if she braved it and went after him, and then he sent her packing? At least then she'd know for sure that a relationship with Grant was off the table. She'd been too scared to learn the truth until now, but that was before this clock started ticking. Misty clucked her tongue.
Yes, if any of us can do better than Aiden, we will.
That's a very tight timeline, Charlotte warned. We'd each have to find ourselves a guy before October 1st. That's 30 days.
Not just find him, Nell said. Pin him down.
Her mind took a flirty road trip that involved her pinning Grant to the ground after they'd been play wrestling or something.
Their hearts would be beating. She'd look in his eyes, then maybe he'd make the first move and kiss her.
Her pulse hummed. Nell shook off the heated thoughts and scanned their faces.
I'm talking an engagement, and I don't mean any kind of fakey one either. It has to be authentic for any of us to get out of marrying Aiden.
Right, Charlotte said.
She glanced at Nell, then at Misty.
We'll need accountability so we know an actual marriage is planned.
Nell spied a stack of old newspapers that they sometimes used as packing material when stowing things away.
How about an announcement in the Seaside Daily?
Charlotte's face lit up.
That's perfect, Nell. Once it's announced in there, there's no turning back.
Misty nodded.
Everyone in town will know, so...
So, there's your accountability,
Nell concluded.
Okay, then, Charlotte said. How about we make a deal? Whichever one of us has not found true love by September 30th...
And become publicly engaged,
Misty put in. Charlotte nodded.
And become publicly engaged.
Then she'll be the one to bite the bullet and marry Aiden.
This all sounded reasoned out enough to Nell, but a small issue niggled at her.
But what if we all find alternate husbands by then?
Misty shrugged.
I say after the first two of us get engaged, it's game over.
Yeah, Charlotte said. The last sister standing is who'll get to be Aiden's bride, for the sake of the business.
And the family,
Misty added.
We're doing this for Dad. And Mom.
Nell held her breath, hoping they were doing the right thing. Then she recalled the distressed look on her mom's face and the sadness in her dad's eyes, and she was certain they were. 5 years wasn't an eternity. Not even for her at 30 and the oldest. But losing their business and their home would destroy both of her parents. Indefinitely.
Okay,
Nell said.
Then we're all agreed?
Her sisters viewed her askance, and Nell knew what they were thinking. Charlotte and Misty were counting on the fact that Nell would be the one to marry Aiden in the end. But all was fair in love and war, and she didn't intend to go down without a fight. Her Prince Charming was out there, and while the odds of him being Aiden Strong were incredibly slim, the likelihood of him owning an outdoorsy store in Majestic was somewhat better. She hoped.
Agreed,
Charlotte said. Misty's eyes shone.
Agreed.
She whipped out her phone and stared at Charlotte, who was ready. She slid Aiden's card out from between the pages of the notebook she'd set on a shelf and read the number aloud while Misty typed it in. Nell frowned.
Wait, what are you doing?
She pressed send and her phone whooshed.
It's already done.
She turned her phone around and showed them her text.
Heard about the deal. We're in. We'll let you know who in 30 days. 50-50 share after 5 years. No fringe benefits. Misty, Charlotte, and Nell.
Nell gulped.
He's going to think we're money hungry, just like the women he's avoiding online.
No,
Charlotte said.
He's going to see this as an opportunity for him to do the right thing, just like his mom promised ours.
Misty's cell dinged and she stared down at it. Nell's heart hammered.
Well?
Charlotte asked.
We have our answer.
Misty shot them a cockeyed grin.
Brilliant. Yes and yes.
Charlotte blinked.
Wait, 30 days?
That won't be soon enough, not in time to get Mom and Dad that loan payment by October 1st.
It will be if we can get Aiden to wire some of the money,
Misty suggested.
Right,
Nell said. Like a bridge loan until the actual...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?